ॐ ध्यायामोदबलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गी मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। In the previous shloka, in the 11th shloka, Shankara was speaking about Sri Chakram, that place where, that yantram in which Devi resides, Devi's yantram, yantra varnana was there. Now in this shloka, these shlokas are, we need not consider them as continuous. As an entire work, each shloka can be considered as a particular topic which may or may not have relation with the previous topic. So here Shankara is speaking about Devi's Saundaryam, Devi's beauty of Devi, beauty of Parashakti, that is what Shankara is speaking in this shloka. And we can say that the connection between the previous shloka and this shloka is that Shankara has been explaining about Devi, her form, her beauty. So that is getting continued again and again in the first few shlokas. So in this shloka, Shankara speaks about Devi's beauty or Saundaryam. He has already said that Devi is so really beautiful and etc. He has already spoken a lot about Devi. Devi's form also he has spoken about previously. But in the 7th shloka, Kwanat Kanchi Dama Karikalaba Kumbhastananata. So there he spoke about Devi's form in general. But here Shankara is entering into another topic. Another aspect of Devi's Saundaryam. So Devi's Saundaryam is so beautiful, it is alaukikam. It cannot be perceived through the vision of worldly people. That means through this naked eyes. We cannot view Devi's beauty. So if we have to view Devi's beauty, we have to apprehend or see Devi, then we need to use another eye, which is called as Jnana Chakshu or Antar Chakshu. Internal eye has to be used. This external eye can only apprehend sensual objects. That sensual objects which are Anityam Asukam Lokam. So Anityam and Asukam, they are temporary and they are sorrowful. So only the worldly objects can be perceived by this eye, because sense organs are not capable of perceiving the subject, perceiving that entity which illumines even the sense organs. Yan manasana manute yenahur manomatam tadeva brahmatvam viddinaidam yadidam upasate yat chakshushana pashyati yena chakshunshi pashyati tadeva brahmatvam viddhi naidam yadidam upasate. Keno Upanishad, the very first chapter, Keno Upanishad speaks about Brahman as beyond all equipments, beyond both external equipment or the bahya karanam, the indriyas, the dashendriyas, as well as the antakarana of manas, buddhi, ahankaram and chittam. Not only that, even the pranas. So everything that we can find, all equipments that we use in the world, that are active, that are working in the world, they cannot be used to apprehend Brahman, because yad manasana manute, yad manasana manute, that which cannot be apprehended by the mind. Why? Yena ahur mano matam, yena manaha matam ahuhu. by which the mind itself is illumined. The mind is illumined by what? That cannot be illumined by the mind. A lamp. We have a lamp in the house. The lamp illumines a table that is there in the room. So the table is illumined by the lamp. Therefore, the table cannot illumine the lamp. Sun illumines all lights and everything in the world. Therefore, even if it is a light, even if it is a torch light, that cannot illumine sun, because even torch light is based on energy which is achieved directly or indirectly from sun. So the source of the source that illumines an object, that cannot be illumined by the object. It cannot become an object of that which it illumines. So since the mind is illumined by Parabrahman, by Nirguna Brahman, therefore Brahman cannot be illumined by the mind. Tadeva Brahmatvam Viddhi. Know that alone to be Brahman, which the mind cannot attain and which illumines the mind. Na idam yadidam upasate. That which is spoken about as this, know that it is not Brahman. So whenever we say this entity, this entity, that entity, if we say, then that is not Brahman, because whatever we speak about this and that, those are things of the world which can be illumined by our sense organs or the mind, whereas Brahman is beyond illumination of the sense organs, because Brahman is the illuminator of the mind as well as the sense organs. So here Shankara says that Devi Saundaryam cannot be known, cannot be apprehended by the worldly instruments. Manovacham agochara, that is the namam that Lalita Sahasranama used. Manovacham agochara. Agochara means non-apprehendable. Non-apprehendable, it cannot be apprehended by Manaha and Vak. It is the same quoting from Taittiriya Upanishad where it speaks about the same thing, that the mind yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasasaha. It is an illustrative example where they say that the sense organs, not the sense organs, the mind and vak, word, or the karmendriyam, one of the karmendriyam, they tried to apprehend Brahman. So they went to in order to see Brahman. But even like the Prime Minister of India or the President of United States cannot be seen by normal people. So the mind and vak returned without seeing Brahman. If it was the president, they could have somehow seen, but it is not. It is beyond all form. It is beyond everything, because it is the subject. It is a substratum of the illusory world. It is a substratum in which mind, sense organs, sense subjects, the world, everything is seen. And therefore, that cannot be illumined. So, manovacham agochara. So, that's the same thing that Shankara explains here, that Devi Saundaryam is alaukikam. It cannot be apprehended by the instruments that we are equipped with. Then how can we apprehend? We can apprehend if we go inward. So once we go inward, and what would happen? We focus the mind onto our own self. So when we focus on the self, we will merge into the self. That is called sayujyam. Sayujyam is merging, conjunction, or like merging into one's own self. That means realizing one's own self. When a person realizes his own self, then he becomes the self. So when he is the self, that self is termed by Shankara as well as Shruti as Shivaha. Shiva. Shiva is the person who is illuminating everything. Prakasha Rupam. So that Shiva is our self. And once we realize, once we have Sayujyam with the Shiva in us, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hriddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. O Arjuna, Ishvara resides in the heart of all beings. This is what Krishna says in the last chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So that means that Ishvara is present in each one of us as our self. That self which is Satchidanandam in Rupam, that self which is Chit in Rupam, that Chit which illumines everything, that is its Rupam, that is its Swarupam, its own nature. And when we attain Shiva Sayujyam, means when we realize our own self, then we will be able to apprehend Devi. How will we be able to apprehend that Devi who is beyond everything when we attain Shiva Sayujyam? When we attain Shiva Sayujyam, we realize ourself. When we realize ourselves, we realize that we will realize that Jivo Brahmaiva Naparaha. We will realize that the Atman in each one of us is none other than Devi. So at that time we are in union with Devi. Therefore we are able to apprehend Devi. Though Shankara doesn't openly mention it, Shankara in this shloka says that Devi Saundaryam cannot be apprehended by worldly instruments. Therefore we have to achieve Shiva Sayujyam, that Shiva who is the husband of Devi and who alone can see Devi. So once we merge into Shiva, then we will be able to see through Shiva's eyes Devi. So that is a symbolic way of telling. We have already seen that Shiva Shaktya Yukto Yadi Bhavati Shakta. Shiva and Shakti are not different. That is what Lalita Sahasranama at the end says as Shiva Shaktya Ike Rupini. So that Devi is mix of Shiva and Shakti. So Devi Saundaryam cannot be apprehended normally, can be apprehended when we attain Shiva Sayujyam. This symbolically means that when we realize ourselves, then we will be having Jnana Chakshu. With the Jnana Chakshu, we will be able to see our own self as well as realize that our self is Brahman. So at that time we will have realization of Brahman. At that time when we realize, when we know Brahman, when we see, know, it's not the normal seeing as we understand in the world, but it is Jnana Chakshu, it is knowing, it is having the conviction that I am Devi. So when that happens, then we will be able to apprehend Devi's Saundarya. So that is the symbolic interpretation with respect to Vedanta of this shloka, though directly it may not point out to it as such. So this shloka is in one of the famous ragam. It's called Simhendra Madhyamam. It is a Melakarta ragam, though I don't remember the number of the Melakarta ragam. It is a Melakarta ragam. I don't remember any songs as well in Simhendra Madhyamam, but it comes very close to Shanmukha Priya, the raga Shanmukha Priya, which is then the most of Muruga songs are there in Shanmukha Priya. But this shloka is in Simhendra Madhyamam. This is popular amidst Carnatic singers. They use Simhendra Madhyamam, though I cannot recollect any songs in Simhendra Madhyamam. So the shloka goes like this. Twadiyam saundaryam tuhinagiri kanye tulayitum kavindraha kalpante katamapi virinchi prabhritayah yada lokautsukyat amaralalana yanti manasa tapopi tushprapamabi girishasayuja padavi. My brigas wouldn't be that good because I haven't learned Carnatic. So this shloka is Simhendra Madhyamam ragam. So Shankara, as I said, the import or the main meaning of the work is already, we have already discussed it. It's about Shiva Sayujyam alone can bestow, alone can make us apprehend Devi's Saundaryam. But we'll see the word meaning and a small description as well. So, Twadiyam Saundaryam, Saundaryam, beauty, Twadiyam, your Saundaryam, your beauty. And who are you? Tuhina Girikanye. Tuhina giri kanye. Giri, giri is a word for mountain. So we already know that Himavan, who was the ruler of the Himalayam, Himaparvatam. Himam also is a word meaning of what we call as snow or barf, whatever is the Hindi word. So we have already learned that Devi was born as Himavan's daughter. So she is Tuhina Giri Kanye. She is the daughter of that person who ruled the Giri, that mountain. So Kanye, Kanye Twadiyam. So you who are the daughter of Himalayam or Himavan, and your Saundaryam, your beauty, Tulayitum. Tulayitum means able to judge, able to apprehend, able to weigh it. Kavindraha. Kavindraha. Kavi Indraha means Indra word in Sanskrit. Indra word generally means the Lord of Heaven. But Indra, the Indra word in Sanskrit can also mean king of anything. So when it is said Kavindraha, Kavi Indraha means greatest of poets. It means something great, something big. That is the meaning of Indra here. So Kavindraha, great poets, Kavi, great poets. So direct meaning of Kavi is poet. Another meaning which Shankara uses in the Ishavasya Upanishad is Kranta Darshi. Kranta Darshi means one who is able to see, one who is able to forecast the future, one who is able to see the future. That means a jnani. But here we can consider it as a poet. So Kavi Indraha, greatest of poets, and Virinchi Prabhritayaha. Virinchi, Virinchi word we have already learned. So that is Brahma. Brahma, who is the husband of Saraswati. That means he is, Saraswati is the lord of vak, words. But Brahma is the husband of Saraswati, means Brahma will also have great capability of vak or words. Virinchi Prabhritayaha, people starting from Brahma, etc. Brahma, etc. and Kavindraha. Twadiyam Saundaryam Tulayetum Katamapi Kalpante. Kalpante, they imagine. Katamapi means in some way. So that means the greatest of poets as well as Brahma, etc., they weigh your or apprehend your Saundaryam, and in some way, Katamapi, some or the other way, Kalpante, they imagine it. In short, it means some way they imagine, which means, which is an indirect way of telling that they are not able to apprehend. So it's a negative way of telling that, okay, they somehow explain, somehow imagine. Kalpante, kalpana. Kalpana is always an imagination, it's not a fact, it is not real. So that means they kalpante, they somehow imagine, which in turn translates to they are not able to. So your beauty, even greatest of poets, greatest of jnani, greatest of poets as well as Brahma, starting from Brahma, etc., are not able to apprehend. Why? Because you are beyond everything, beyond sense organs, beyond all apprehension. Because you are the indwelling self of all beings. Therefore, you cannot be apprehended with the external instruments that we are equipped with. So it is the same way as Manovacham Agochara. And yet Aloka Utsukya Utsukyat. So Aloka Utsukyat. Yet Aloka Utsukyat. Alokam. So we can say, we can interpret that Alokam means your that beauty, which can, we can also interpret it as that beauty which is alaukikam, which is beyond the loka, beyond apprehension in the world. So that beauty utsukyad, in order to apprehend it, in order to like the desire, utsukata is a Hindi word, we know that. So that means like having the deep desire. So utsukyad, because of that deep desire, amara lalana. So amara lalana means, amaram means immortal, lalana means various doing dances. So damsels begins with devas trees or the devaloka beauties like Ramba, Tilotama, etc. So the various devaloka beauties. Tapobihi dushprapam. So tapobihi dushprapam. Dushprapam, impossible to achieve, impossible to attain. By tapobihi, by tapas, etc. as well. That means Devi's beauty cannot be apprehended by tapas, etc. So by tapas, etc. Devi's beauty, that beauty which cannot be apprehended by the tapas, etc. These Amaralalanas, these devatas, these devasustris, manasayanti. They attain by the mind. They attain by the mind, with their mind. So what do they attain? They attain here means, in turn they are able to apprehend your beauty because they have the deep desire and they know that it cannot be achieved by tapas, etc. Then how do they achieve it? Girisha Sayuja Padavim, by gaining Sayujam, by merging into Girisham. Girisha Sayujam, Girisha means Paramashiva. So by attaining Sayujam with Shiva, by merging onto Shiva, by achieving that state, Manasa Yanti, Manasa Girisha Sayuja Padavim Yanti, they attain oneness with Shiva. And Yanti can also mean that thereby they enjoy your beauty. So your beauty can be enjoyed only by Shiva Sayujam, because only Shiva is able to apprehend your beauty. Only Shiva can see you, because Shiva is none other than the Self. Chidananda Rupah Shivoham Shivoham. That Shiva who is the Self in all beings. So that Shiva alone can apprehend your thing. That means that Shiva, that Shiva, if I merge into that Shiva, then I'll be able to see your beauty. So that in turn means that I will have to those devis, those devastris, because of their desire, deep desire to merge, to visit your beauty, they merge into Shiva because they know that your beauty cannot be achieved or attained by any other mode. And by merging into Shiva, they are able to view your beauty, because your beauty can be achieved only through merging to Shiva. Since they know that these devastris, they know that they have the deep desire as well, therefore they attain oneness with Shiva. How can we have attained oneness with Shiva? It's quite simple. If we realize our own self, the self in us, then we will realize Shiva. If we realize the self in us, then we realize Shiva. If we realize Shiva, then we'll be able to apprehend Devi, because Devi's Saundaryam, because then we will apprehend, then we will be able to understand that Devi alone is present here, and that Devi's beauty is because she is ever blissful, she is ever youth, she is ever blissful, she is Sat Chit Anandam in nature, and she is all pervasive as well. Therefore, these are so in turn it means that people like us, like the sadhakas, if they want to apprehend Devi's beauty, Tvadiyam Saundaryam, if they want to apprehend Devi's beauty, then they have to merge into Shiva. So they have to realize their own self. Once they realize their own self, then they will be able to apprehend Devi's beauty. So we can also say that, okay, why is Shankara saying that tapo bihi dushprapam? This is beyond tapas, etc. So that is what Vedanta as well says, that This Atman cannot be known through tapas, etc. This Atman cannot be vadantu shastrani yajantu devan kurvantu karmani bhajantu devataha atmaikya bhodena vina vimuktir na siddhyati brahma shatantare api. With the shloka in the Viveka Chudamani where Shankara says that vadantu shastrani, shastras are being spoken, dictated, or a person is propounding shastras. Yajantu devan, various devatas are being worshipped. Kurvantu karmani, various karmas, yajnas, tapas, etc. are being done. Bhajantu devataha, devataha, bhajanam of devatas are done. By atmaikya bhodena vina, without the knowledge that I am the Atman, I am that Atman which is one with Brahman, muktihi na siddhyati, mukti will not be achieved. Brahma shatantari api, not even in the lives of 100 Brahmas. One life of Brahma is considered to be 3 lakh or 3 crore years. So even in 100 years lifetime of Brahma, we will not be able to realize without Atmajnanam. So when we attain Atmajnanam, that is the same thing. We may think, oh, if bhajantu devataha, that means like Devi Bhajanam will not give us realization. It will give. If we understand that the Devi who is propounded here, it's so clear, this shloka is very clear about Manovacham Agochara as well as portraying Devi as none other than Parabrahman. So if we understand that Devi who is propounded here is Nirguna Parabrahman, then we will understand that it is not Bhajanam. The bhajanam that is meant here is nididhyasanam. It is knowing that Devi alone is present here. That is the bhajanam again which Krishna also says in Gita. It is not bhajanam of devata. It is not worship of devata with a particular form. But it is worship of nirguna parabrahman. And that alone can give us realization. Even tapas, you know, tapas and all cannot give us realization because tapas is also like is a means of getting some worldly possession. If we do tapas, we will get some siddhis or we will get some boons that, okay, you will live for 150 years, you will live for 200 years. But without vicharam, without self-inquiry, without knowing the Shiva in us, we will not be able to apprehend Devi's saundaryam. So Shankara again says a similar thing in Viveka Chudamani again. Artasya nishchayo drishto vicharena hitottitah Nasnanena dadhanena pranayama shatenava. Nasnanena nadhanena. Not by snanam, various snanam, going to tirthasthalas and doing snanam, nadhanena, by doing various dana like Danavira Karna or any other king. Pranayama shatena, pranayam, by lot of pranayamam or any means of tapas, we cannot artasya nishchayaha na. Artasya nishchayam, artasya, artaha means the goal. The goal here is Brahman. So Brahman's knowledge, nishchayam, conviction, realization cannot happen. Then how can it happen? Vicharena hita uktitaha, by vicharam alone. Because that's how it is propounded by Shastra, propounded by Rishis, and that is how it is possible as well. So that is the only way we can realize. So tapo bi dushprapam. So tapo bihi dushprapam. If Devi's bhajanam was like any other devata bhajanam, then she would be attained by tapas. But tapo bihi dushprapam. She is not attained. She cannot be attained by tapas because she is not a form. She is Nirguna Parabrahman. And that can be achieved only through Shiva Sayujyam. Once we have Shiva Sayujyam, we have realized ourselves. So Shankara himself says in again Viveka Chudamani, the steps, the various steps to realization, in the very second shloka he says that once a person knows his own self, then the next step is he will know that this self is this, my self is the self in all. So that's what Ishavasyam as well says, that yastu sarvani bhutani atmanyeva anupashyati sarva bhuteshu cha atmanam tatona vijugupsate. So he who sees the Atman in all and all in Atman, he doesn't have any worry. He doesn't fear anyone. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmeva bhut vijanatah tatra ko mohah kah shokah ekatvam anupashyatah. He who sees, who knows that my Atman has become everything, Everything is my Atman. Everything is a effect of my Atman. Such a person will not na tatra ko moha kaha shokaha ekatvam anupashyatah. He who sees ekatvam, there cannot be any moham or shokam. We have already discussed that in Aparokshanubhuti, where Shankara says. A similar shloka in Gita as well, in the 6th chapter of Yogi, where when Krishna speaks about a yogi, he says, Sarvabhutastam atmanam sarvabhutani chatmani ikshate yoga yuktatma sarvatra samadarshinah. So a yogi sees oneness everywhere, therefore he sees the self in all and all in self. So when a person realizes his own nature of Shiva, then he realizes that Shiva alone is present here, everything is Shiva. That means if everything is Shiva, then that everything can be only Devi, because Devi is the only one who is present everywhere. Devi is the cause and substratum of everything. Therefore, Devi's Saundaryam will be apprehended in the form of Ananda. We'll continue in the next shloka in the next day. Hari Om.